Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
If you're a patron, you'll probably already know about this. Dead Men Talking are going on tour and tickets are available for patrons via deadmentalkpod.com. If you're a patron only, you can check it out. If
say not, Patreon one more time, motherfucker.
You can Patreon. If you're not a patron, you've got to wait till tomorrow, Friday the 9th of December,
to get your tickets. Should have signed up, you tight bastard.
Or they might go. They might go. Ooh. I'd sign up to be a patron so I could buy them right now.
And get a load of extra benefits too.
Hey!
But come see us. We're going to be in Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. If you're not from one of those places, just travel in. It'll be nice.
May 2023 is when the tour is. We can't wait to do it. It's something we've wanted to do for a long time and it's going to be fucking amazing, I promise you.
Well, at least okay. Welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, and the Big Fat Cunt's back!
Hello, return of the fat...
Or maybe hasn't gone anywhere, depends on what order we put these episodes out.
Yeah. You lied to me. Yeah. How are we? I have or have not been... Schrodinger's fat.
Yeah, until you watch this episode, you don't know if he's been on holiday yet or not.
I've existed in two separate states. That's the smartest joke we have done on here in a long time.
The problem is, there's going to be people watching this right now who've never seen this podcast before and now think that this is what it is.
This is the standard.
And they're like, oh my God, this is some lovely physics jokes. And they're about to be severely disappointed while we scream slurs for 90 minutes.
Yeah. Some physical jokes.
Yeah.
Physical shape.
Give me 2 minutes and I'll be back to my usual self. Rape. Peter, rape.
There we go. There's the monetization gone nice and early today. It's nice. It's like, you know, it gets it off your back, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It means we can play with freedom now.
It's like a holding midfielder getting that yellow card and you're like, you know what? I was playing on it anyway. I was planning on getting it. It's fine.
Not gay Tom's here, obviously. How are you doing, not gay Tom?
I'm all right. Still not gay.
Yeah, you're very poorly, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, very poorly.
Very ill. AIDS.
Full AIDS.
Full AIDS. So, I have or have not been on holiday.
Yeah. How was the holiday you have or haven't been on?
It was.
Cool.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Your missus doesn't watch these, I assume?
No.
Okay, we're fine.
It was fine. It was. Okay, I'll tell you this. Have you ever been to an Airbnb and gone, this is fine, but I kind of thought it would be better based on how much I'm paying for it and what it looked like in the pictures?
Yeah, Airbnb has fallen off hard. Like, when it first started, it was amazing because it was, like, dead cheap and it was based on this, like, idea of, like, sofa surfing and people would be like, no, I'm just really into, like, meeting people. And you'd turn up and they'd be like, you know, it'd be nice and, like, there was really good places, way cheaper than hotels. It was brilliant. And now it's just become a thing where it's like, someone's like, I own 19 properties and I rent all of them out for too much.
You know? So one of my things that I like doing, and this is very not on brand for me. Well, I guess it is and it isn't.
Is it jogging?
What, sorry?
Jogging? Not that off brand.
No.
Right.
Skipping a meal?
So
having sex with adults?
So, Oh. Blowjobs from kids. That's
right. Yeah. Okay, doesn't normally like foreplay with them. That's what's off brand. Normally just like slamming it in dry. That should shake off the physics viewers.
Unless someone sat there out, you better do a joke about velocity to bring this back. Yeah. Otherwise,
what would be the friction on that? Let's work that out. Yeah.
P, let P equal a child's bumhole.
Surely P would be the penis.
Or the pedo.
Yeah, exactly. P's the other end of the equation.
P equals Freddy.
No, I like the idea that this physicist just goes rogue and he's like, no, it would be hack to have P as penis. Yeah. I'm going to have P as child's bumhole and CB as man. I'm really going to fuck the system. Yeah. I'm going to make it harder for myself. Anyway, well.
Just halfway through working it out, he gets distracted by pi. 3.14, yum, yum, yum.
He's trying to work out the circumference of the bumhole. So, anyway, what I do occasionally from time to time, at least once a year, sometimes twice, is
I really want you to get through your story, but that was one of the most bizarrely dramatic ways to say that. You really fucking put your back
into it.
It's like
you're a thespian now. I know. So, sometimes thrice.
So in my head, right.
It's like having Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart.
So in my head, I was in the room, in my body, I was here in the room, but in my head, I was also thinking, how would James Acaster deliver this story? So I just threw that in there.
All right, lovely.
I go to Airbnbs, but I go to them in the countryside in the middle of fucking nowhere, usually very near a nice local pub that have never had a visitor in 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And I get shitloads of, now this is on brand, cheese and wine and very opulent things.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the bit that is off brand, to be honest with you.
Occasionally I'll walk.
Right.
Excuse me, barkeep, do you sell Brooks Fizz?
Someone put in one of the comments in the YouTube section, I find it very odd that Freddie says he doesn't like drinking orange juice and Brooks Fizz has orange juice in it. I'm like, I'm a complicated guy. Yeah. What more do you fucking want from me? What? I'm a man of contradiction.
Yeah. It's like the same way that like you won't eat a tomato, but you'll have a pizza.
Yeah, but I'll also...
And the same way as you don't like music, but you know the lyrics to every song ever.
Yeah, that's just the autism.
I also, as well, with regards to the tomato thing, there are certain tomatoes I like in certain states.
Well, like Texas.
Really feeling a Colorado tomato today.
So, like, if I'm having the tomato on its own as like a little burst of flavour,
it has to be plasma at that point.
No, it has to be a small sun-dried kind of tomato. Yeah, yeah. I will have plum tomatoes, but they have to be sort of put down in like a pasta sauce or something like that.
I know what you mean. I only have really little tomatoes and I have to chop them up as well.
Well, like big beef tomatoes are dog shit. Like, the tomatoes that everyone puts on burgers that are that big, they're fucking horrible. Yeah, and like, that's why everyone thinks they don't like tomato. I thought I didn't like tomato for years. And then I tasted the little ones. I'm like, they taste the things. Yeah, why aren't we doing them? I love little tomatoes.
Yeah, also sun-dried tomatoes and stuff like that are excellent in salads and stuff. I'm very picky with tomatoes. It has to be the right place at the right time.
Literally everything. There's nothing you're not picky about. Is there any food you like? Now, however it comes.
Pasta.
You're not picky with pasta?
No.
What if I put cream in a carbonara?
Well, you've not made a carbonara. Look at... You've not made a carbonara. It's what you've said is...
As long
what,
as you do an exactly textbook Italian way of making pasta, I'm not picky.
No.
You are incredibly picky with it.
You do not put cream in a carbonara.
Yes.
If you put it in, it's because you've done it incorrectly and you are trying to rectify the situation. That's what the cream is.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's being slightly picky.
It's like... But it shouldn't be in there. It's like... I'm just going to put chili powder in my carbonara. No, it's not a carbonara then. It's a different thing.
Yeah. But he's not picky about it. It's fine.
No, it's fine. What the fuck were we talking about?
Airbnb.
He's trying to get through a story. Airbnb. He got sidetracked on pasta. Sorry, it happens. We just got to nudge him back on the rails.
Airbnb, pub.
So, yeah, that's what I do is I will bunker up with shitloads of fancy food, eat it all day like a king, and then occasionally take my dog on a walk, providing it's not too hilly. That's...
Yeah, that's not off-brand.
Yeah. No, the walking bit is.
Yeah, but you meant to walk your dog. I can imagine you having a 20-minute toddle.
But also as well...
Also, you're saying providing it's not too hilly. You're deciding where you're going on holiday, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you know it's going to be hilly or just not. Go to it's not Norwich. Like the weather.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But
oh, it's very hilly today.
I know, but...
I won't go out there. Bloody know, hilly day.
You don't find places that are completely... Like, I'm not going to Holland. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right. You go to Lincolnshire. That's incredibly flat.
I don't want to go to Lincolnshire.
Well, no, because it's
I want to go to,
anywhere on earth.
I want to go to the Lake District or the Peak District, and I want to find a little cottage surrounded by no cunts.
There is going to be a problem in the Peak District with finding somewhere that isn't hilly. Yeah. There is a clue.
Well, you'd be surprised. So I managed to find a place just outside of Bakewell.
Why did you choose that?
Because I like Bakewell tarts, and I've got about 7 at home, and no, you're not having one.
No, we didn't. We assumed you weren't sharing.
Yeah. I've got 7 at home. Yeah. Came back yesterday. Came back with 12.
So did you eat 5 Bakewell tarts yesterday?
I am joking, Rob. It was 15. So I found a place at the Monsell Trail. It's a nice sort of thing outside of Bakewell.
He did the trail. He did the Monsell Trail.
Why didn't I invite you?
I would be doing that for the whole trail.
Freddie was so relaxed and happy after his holiday when he first came in. Yeah.
It's taken 10 minutes and already I'm sick of this.
You just see how tensed up every muscle is already.
So I went there and it's nice enough. Do you know what I mean? Like it's just a chilling out. I need to be away from everyone and everything if I'm going to chill out properly. And even then, it took me 2 days to chill out. I had one proper chilled out day and then I was back home. Do you know what I mean? Like it was more getting me down to that chilled level because I was stressed as fuck. Anyway, still am really. Anyway.
Just keep poking.
So, oh no, it's just my natural level of stress because I take too much on and try and, you know, work with people who are beyond help.
I mean, that's your own dumb fault. I've never claimed to be useful.
Don't worry, I'm sure you'll be very, very relaxed by the end of this episode.
Yes. Anyway, couple of things. The Airbnb was... wait a minute. Why did you smile like that?
What do you mean?
Why did you smile?
We're having a lovely day.
What have you set up?
We haven't set up anything. What have you Yeah, I'm just going to pull a cord.
Just shit falls down. I'll be just rancid shit.
This is get your own back.
No, yeah, you've hired Dave Benson Phillips to come in and...
It's going to be milkshake and lettuce that falls from the ceiling.
I like that because the milkshake will fall first and the lettuce just go...
Yeah, sit on your head.
And you'll be like, oh, lettuce?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, get it off me. Nah. So, right. This story's taken so long.
It really has.
So, we got there.
11
right,
minutes so far.
And we are spending...
And the story is, I went to a cottage.
Honestly, so far, we've walked in, right? There's no payoff. It's just that it wasn't that nice. So, it was expensive, the cottage, because probably where it was. Yeah. It looked fucking huge on the pictures because of where they've taken it.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, they've used like a fisheye ultra-wide fucking angle lens.
Yeah, they put the 50p really far away from the knob. Yeah.
Got there, it's pretty small. I can deal with pretty small, it's fine, right? The two things that were irritating, there was another thing as well. The lock on the door was sticky. That was annoying. Okay. But you know what I mean? You take that.
Yeah.
The two things that were annoying, number one, the heating didn't work.
Oh.
So it was either roasting or freezing and nothing in between. Yeah. And we mentioned it to them and they were like, oh, we'll have to get someone out. Do you know what I mean?
When you go to the Peak District or Lake District as well, when it's dead hot in the room, it stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Second thing as well. Oh,
because
like
he was in it.
A zoo. Second thing was upstairs, they lived upstairs. So you could hear them banging about and walking about and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I'm not entirely happy with, like, if you're selling it as your own place on Airbnb, it's got to be your own place, not just downstairs and you've converted it.
Yeah, I don't want you anywhere near there.
Yeah, it's got to be specified on it.
Yeah, because I'm going to be smoking weed out the back. I need you gone.
Well, this is it. So I was a bit like, this is annoying, but I'm not going to let it get to me.
Yeah, very big of you.
Thank you. Anyway, right, got fucking smashed there. I'm talking unbelievably pissed, right? On the first night, me and my other half, who fucking loves a drink as well, we got through two plum porters each. We got through three bottles of red wine between us and a keg of nine beers.
Right.
Between us both.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sat there fucking drinking and watching telly. That was night one.
Whee.
I know. Fuck.
What were you watching on telly? What were you watching? Well, he drank all that.
Was it Medic Steady Cook?
So,
fucking furiously wanking.
This was the day before the World Cup.
Yeah.
So knowing that I was going to want to watch lots of the World Cup, I said, well, you can watch whatever you want to watch tonight.
Right.
Because I'm going to do it.
And you don't like any of that telly.
And what she chose was Susan Kalman's Great British Getaways.
Sorry, you were literally on holiday on a Great British Getaway, and what you chose to do with it was watch someone else have a holiday in Britain.
If they
on
were,
the telly,
if they like, were in your you Airbnb,
it's like Gogglebox.
If they were in your Airbnb on telly, that'd have been amazing.
It's like you can't be asked to have a shag, so you both just watch a porno.
That sounds amazing, to be fair. That sounds fucking great. A
lot
great.
Less effort.
Yeah.
That's fucking incredible. Just go outside. You're doing the TV show.
Yeah. Well, you know. Anyway, right. Shit-faced. Anyway, throughout the thing, we got through so much alcohol that within the space of 4 days or however long we were gone, we'd filled the recycling bin full of alcohol. It was full of alcoholic bottles, right? So my other half, she has this thing where she cleans up Airbnbs before we go.
Yeah, I ain't doing none of that. If you're charging me a cleaning fee, I'm doing what I want.
That's what I said.
I'd tidy,
yeah,
but I wouldn't clean.
The only time, yeah, that's it. I won't leave it like a total state, but I'm not fucking cleaning. The only one where I really objected, I went to one once. It was like an expensive one in the middle of nowhere in Cumbria or some shit.
Yeah.
And it was like beautiful. It was dead nice. But it had like notes on every surface. Like, don't do that. Don't touch this. Only use that this way. And there was like rules and rules and rules. And they were like, they charged like a shitload for a cleaning fee. It was like 60 quid or something, you know. And then they're like, and also you've got to do these chores before you leave. And I was like, suck my dick. I'm leaving shit everywhere. Fuck it.
Well,
like,
this had a touch of that about it.
Yeah.
Right? There were a few notes in places. There was one like, no dogs allowed in here. It's like, go fuck yourselves. There's two rooms in this house. Yeah. In you get, Dexter, whatever you fucking want, lad. And there was a few other notey type things, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But then on the main table next to the big booklet that they leave, there was a laminated thing like, hi, so when you're leaving a review for Airbnb, just so you know, reviews on Airbnb work a little bit differently. So 5 stars on Airbnb means it was fine and there were no major issues. And 4 stars means that it was fine and if there was any major issues, then they got sorted and it was livable. And then 3 stars means that you were unhappy. And then 2 and 1 stars is like, it was an unlivable stay and you couldn't stay here. So if you have stayed here, really it should be a 4 or 5 star by default type thing.
Wow.
And I was like...
Cheeky cunts.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, do you know what? You're running a business and whatever.
I think the way to get good reviews is to make superior products or services, you know? Just do good stuff and then you'll get the good reviews.
Don't try and gaslight me by telling me what stars mean.
Well, this is literally, it was a bit gaslighty, but they had a thing in saying, Airbnb have started closing down places that have 3 stars or less now. So, you know, if you're not happy with something, tell us, basically.
That's great, though. That's like going, you've really got the power to fuck us up. Just going, okay. It's like someone in a fight going, look, just before we start fighting, can you not kick my left knee? It's quite vulnerable. Thanks.
Superman. Just checking. No kryptonite. Yeah. There's no...
It's the only weakness. If you can find some of that, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
But apart from that...
I am impervious to every other level of harm, but none of that kryptonite, sir. None.
I was in a pub once in Warrington, classic Warrington, as we've mentioned before, and there was a lot of football hooligans that were stopping there. I think they might have been Sunderland fans, maybe.
Yeah.
And there was loads of them, and I heard one of them on the phone go, 40 of us, 40 of you, no weapons.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
That's how it works, yeah.
Like, yeah. I didn't know there was rules to it, though. I thought you just go and fight. I didn't know there was, like...
No, like, there is. There's, like, a gentleman's code, because it's, like, a hobby for him.
They all know each other as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're ringing the leader of the other, like, firm. They know each other. Like, you know, they text and meet up and go, see you at 12. They all meet up, have a nice fight. Lovely. You know, like, I actually have no problem with that kind of hooliganism. If you're going somewhere away from everyone else, having your little fight by yourself, it's all consensual adults, no weapons, no one's getting any long-lasting, like...
So here's the thing, is you have to do it by yourself. It's got to be middle of nowhere, so there's no chance of somebody coming
just
in.
Just some random car park.
And none of you are allowed to use the NHS afterwards.
Yeah.
None of you are allowed. Literally,
I'm all right with the NHS patching up our brave heroes.
Nope, absolutely not. If you deliberately get into a fight with somebody and they kick your head in, you've just got to live with those consequences.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't be like, oh, he knocked my tooth out. Can you put it back in? No, you just...
To be honest, I don't think that these guys are caring about the standard of dentistry that much. I don't think that's what they go... Oh, they're not like, oh no, I've chipped a bloody tooth. Well, I'm going to look awful.
That's actually very stereotypical of you. Rob, these days, hooligans have a set rule of code where they go, no teeth.
Right, because they've all been turkey.
No kryptonite. Yeah, they've all got rough as fuck, gravel-looking faces with the most beautiful teeth you've ever seen.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, I can't fight today, lads, but I've just had a new hairline put in.
And what do you think about me tits?
So anyway, back to Serbian B.
Yeah. So we're still not through it. How long are we on?
So my other
20 minutes approaching.
My other half, she tidied everything pretty much, basically, right? And I sort of said to her, stop doing that. We've paid a cleaning fee. Yeah. Stop it. And she washed all the plates and stuff. She made it look tidy. And she took all the rubbish and put all the rubbish away. And then all of the fucking empty bottles that we couldn't fit in the recycling, she put them all in a bag, right? And she was like, we should really take these with us. I went, are you an insane person? She was like, well, they don't fit in the bin. I was like, give a fuck. I'm not, I've paid them to live here. I'm not taking recycling home with me. What the fuck is wrong with you? And she was like, all right, okay. I'll just leave them on the table then, right? It's like, fine, whatever. So we left an extra bag of bottles on the table. She was like, it's really embarrassing though, because we have drunk a lot. I was like, I don't care.
You're in your holidays. You're never going to see him again.
Exactly. Yeah. What?
And, you know, by mass, you've not drunk that much.
Everything's relative. Back to science.
The most highbrow fat jokes on the internet.
So... we left. Anyway, the next day, she reviewed the Airbnb, and despite the fact that I said, I'd give this 3 or 4 stars, because there's issues there. Do you know what I mean? The heating didn't fucking work. Like, there's people upstairs. It's not as advertised. She was like, no, we'll give them 5. And I was like, it was one of those where, as a bloke, you do this sometimes. When you've been in a relationship a long time, as you both know, occasionally you'll disagree with your partner, but then you'll think to yourself, you go, how much do I care?
Yeah, you got to pick your battles, isn't it? Sometimes you got to take an L so you can, like, you know, like, restore the balance.
Well, it's not even about taking an L. It's about refusing to participate. Like Iran and the national anthem. You just go, I'm not doing it. I'm just not going to get into this argument because I don't care, right?
My missus starts arguing, I'm just like this.
Then you lose anyway.
Yeah.
You get told to concentrate on your football by Eden Hazard.
Fucking prick.
So, anyway, we woke up and they had left a negative review about us because one of the wine bottles had fallen loosed from the bag and smashed on the floor.
Right.
And so what they had to do for their cleaning fee, I shit you not, would be to sweep a wine bottle up. Yeah. That's it. Everything else was sorted. And you could see quite clearly that there was a concerted effort to move all of the bottles into a place and just one had just smash, right? Negative review, and they went, and they didn't tell us that a wine bottle had smashed. It was like, because we'd left, you dickhead. What's wrong with you?
How many stars did they give you for this negative review?
I don't think they do stars anymore. It was just a negative review.
Oh, really?
Just got a strike on your account.
Yeah.
Whose account is it on? All right, Golden.
Couldn't give a fuck, mate.
Yeah.
Even if it was on mine, I don't fucking care less.
I didn't...
I'll just make a different account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I didn't get a negative review when I left a weed pipe and a grinder on a windowsill. once. I had to go back. I was like, ah, I've left my charger in the room. And the guy went, have you also left this? And I was like, yes. And like, he was sound. It was all right. It was in Liverpool. He didn't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Not bothered. Because in Liverpool, they're not grasses, are they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was in the Peak District.
Oh, they are. That is the home of grasses.
Yeah.
It's the home of grass.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it was.
The countryside.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
grass.
Overall, in conclusion, therefore.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Great story, mate.
You're
great
a big storyteller. Freddie.
Great Thank story.
You. I'm an orator. Yeah. Natural.
He's a modern Dave Allen.
I'll tell you what, speaking of people who can't tell stories very well.
He's back.
Have you seen Jack Grealish talking about his holidays?
Yeah. Bless Jack Grealish. He's so thick. Like, he's just really thick.
I'll tell you how thick
he's a proper himbo, isn't he?
I'll tell you how thick Jack Grealish is. His family consider him to be the disabled one.
Fucking hell.
Speaking of other people who can't tell stories very well.
There you go, that's Patreon.
Yeah.
Did you see the little celebration he did?
It was nice.
It was sweet. Nice little thing. Well, this
didn't
is
have to do the face.
It's thick people can be really sweet sometimes.
Well, they are mostly. That's
it's like Lenny of Mice and Men.
It's why thick people always win Big Brother, because they're not smart enough to be nasty to anyone. Yeah. So it's always just someone who's dead dumb who's like, I like everyone.
Yeah. Like that Brian
win.
Guy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's always the dumbest person wins, pretty much always.
David Beckham, National Treasure.
Yeah, well, you know.
Katie Price, loved by some.
Yeah. You're not picking the best examples here at the moment. Prince Andrew. Ah, shit.
Hitler. No, he's quite clever.
Who is like a thick national treasure? Joey Essex.
Yeah,
I don't think Joey Essex is a national treasure.
I think
that's a bit.
He's loved by a lot
strong.
Of people, though.
He's not a national treasure.
All right.
National treasure is an elite group.
All right. Regional gem.
I'll give you regional gem, all right? You can have that.
Yeah.
But you're not having national treasure for Joey Essex.
Regional gem?
Yeah, but for the shittest region.
Warwick Davis?
Warwick Davis.
Midget gem? I'm back, baby.
Anyway, speaking of people who can't write stories, Rob.
Oh, yes, people who can't tell stories very well. Do you want to know what we got up to while you were gone?
No. So,
I think you might want to.
I don't think he does.
I think you might be
what
curious.
What have you done?
We haven't done anything, mate.
But I've done something.
Yeah, well, you have, haven't you? You have, actually. Do you want to, have you got the pass us one of these? We can just basically, what we did is we found a little something on the internet that we think you might recognise.
What is it?
Well, we'll hand you a copy here. If you want to just have a little look at this, see if you recognise what that is. There you go. What's that, Freddie? What are you holding?
So this...
For audio listeners, Freddie looks sad.
What are you holding, Freddie?
This is a script called Transitioning. A sitcom pilot by a fat cunt.
Yeah. Do you recognise it?
Oh, what is it? I'll think about. Oh, God, yeah, it was dreadful, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, yeah, it was awful.
So what this is, do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah, so this is something that I wrote maybe, oh, God, let's see. I wrote it maybe, well done. How did you find this?
We'll get to that.
Right, so I...
impressive, though, isn't it, that we've dug it out?
It's very impressive. So I wrote this as part of, I wanted to do, I wanted to try sitcom writing.
Sure. I would suggest maybe don't.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm totally with you. I thought it was dreadful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
we're in agreement.
I had to finish it.
Yeah.
Like this. So,
hey, so why didn't you?
You'll be able. You'll be able to find. You'll be able to find about the bit where I gave up, which is really
was
fucking
it around
quick.
That cheap ass smoothie maker.
Do you know what? I remember that. I can barely remember this, actually, to be honest with you.
To be honest with you, I think I can quote it word for word. Yeah.
I think Rob's read it about 50 times.
It's bad, isn't it?
So the other day for the episode, when we had Phil here, we did a little read-through.
Okay.
We read through the whole script, we played the characters.
Okay, so I'm going to need to check, because I can't remember, I genuinely can't remember writing it.
Yeah.
But I remember going through it and going, this isn't very good.
Yeah.
But the whole thing behind it was, it's a totally different way of writing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you have to think in a different way.
You can tell, because there's some set pieces that are funny, but it just doesn't quite flow.
Totally. It just doesn't work at all. So
it's really bad.
So
if you haven't seen the episode, we don't know what order we're putting these out.
I think it'll have been on by now.
So it'll probably have already been out. There is a slight chance that the episode won't have already been out. It'll be coming.
So here's how little I remember about this, yeah, is when you presented that to me,
yeah,
originally, I thought that you'd made a play.
Yeah, about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought originally that you'd made a play, and I was like, it's awfully thick.
Yeah, it's right? A lot of work. Yeah, yeah.
And it's only looking at
it. A bit like the writer.
And I've it's only looking at it and seeing that I've gone, oh shit, yeah, I remember writing that. So it was for, you know, the BBC writer's
script, right? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thing, right. So I thought, well, I'll have a go at that. And if nothing else, I'll learn how to do it. And I'll download Celtics, which is like a free program.
Yeah.
And it'll just keep me busy and it'll keep me occupied. And I did this.
Maybe take up sniffing glue or something.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't great. But I remember being about halfway through and going, I'm not even enjoying this anymore.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not even enjoying doing it. And there is a bit.
I've had wanks like this.
There is
a wank like that over this script, I think. Fucking loves it.
There is a bit where you can tell that it goes from me trying to establish a scene, uh-huh, to just dialogue. Just like dialogue.
Oh, mate, like it veers between pages of stage direction for ages.
And then I give up. Yeah.
There's like four scenes in a row where there's no dialogue. Like, it cuts to four different locations without anyone saying a single word.
There are so many locations.
Yes, there's a lot of characters. Tell you what, do you want to know one of my favourite things about it? Do you remember the name of the main character?
What?
The one who is transitioning in the script. The main character is called Finn. Fin. Freddy Kirkwin. Finn.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I know, because it's the most Freudian thing I've ever read in my entire life. It's just because the main character is like, at one point, the main character gets really angry about the texture of something and then refuses.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
To try some food because they know they won't like it.
Yes!
There's a bit where they sing to Elton John. It's just a Freddie Quinn. Well, it's a Freddie Quinn tick list of your shit.
So in my head, I must have gone, well, there needs to be a main character.
Yeah. And he goes, who would be perfect for the role of a trans woman?
Well, I already have the tits. Sickaroo.
Exactly.
But in my head, the only reason that I did it about this, yeah, is because I went to myself, I was like,
what are my deepest desires?
No, I'll tell you what I did, right, is I went, okay, so I know that the way that the BBC is,
yeah,
and if I just do a normal fucking thing about, like, you know, a pub darts team or something like that, uh-huh, then no one's going to read it. It has to be sort of like...
Yeah, but
that's
I think
exactly what I said. Stuff. I said the reason you've done this is because you want to be edgy. Yeah. And in 2008 or 2010 or wherever it was, he read it. It was super edgy.
Yeah, so, but I think even then they would have liked a trans person to do it, surely.
No, and well, yeah. Well,
it doesn't say that it's not a trans person.
Four Lions was written by a white guy, you know. Yeah.
It doesn't. It also doesn't say that Freddie's going to be the star of it.
Yeah, but it's fucking clear.
It's implied.
It's so obvious that it is.
No, there's
you.
A line in it where he says he's going to the gym.
That is true, yeah, but they don't. They don't, they though. Don't
so
don't,
in yeah. my Could head, be. I thought of, I thought, make it like an updated Billy Elliot.
Right.
So you know how Billy Elliot was like at the
You'll
time?
You'll never be a woman, son. Oh, I just want to be a lady, Papa.
Literally, exactly like yeah. that. Like to the fucking...
See, it reads like the in-betweeners, but trans, like the in-between genders is essentially, isn't it?
Well, look, I can't remember anything yeah. about it. I can't remember.
Should we read it again?
Anything
well,
at all.
We I maybe should. Maybe should, like, next week or something, we'll do, like, maybe a Patreon episode where
we'll
go
this,
through.
Deep dive.
This yeah. will almost have to be behind a Patreon, I imagine. Well, that I can't be a public episode.
The actual script actually isn't, there isn't anything, like, offensive.
No,
there,
I know, but given my background...
and your history with the
Given
trans community.
My history.
This is what makes it even funnier.
They won't see this as a
fun jape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think that with that in mind, that can't
Look at
be a public
panic
thing.
In his eyes.
Oh, I've no idea what's in there. That's
and
what's
I
panicking.
Do, and it's all shit.
So, oh,
there's yeah. nothing like really offensive at all.
No, it's genuinely actually not. It's offensive, you know, if you it's are a fan of comedy.
It's offensively bad. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But no, it was,
I can see why you want it behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like, so.
So how did you find this?
So comedian and mate of mine, Tom King, found you like was on the internet somewhere, stumbled across your old Reddit account, and it was on it.
Wow.
You must have posted it somewhere, like, you know, can I get notes on this or whatever?
Thanks, Tom King.
And found it like months ago at a gig that me and Phil were at, like told me about it. It was like, oh, did you know about Freddie's sitcom script? And I was like, no.
Wow. So this must have been 2000 and...
Oh, it's years old, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It must have
been... I
think
it's about 2010, I think.
Yeah.
I was going to say 2010 seems about right.
Yeah. So then, was like, right, at some point in the future, we'll do something with that. And obviously, being me, I totally forgot about it. So then Phil reminded me that that was a thing.
Wow.
And we thought, whilst you weren't here, was the perfect time to go through it.
What a cunt Tom King is.
Yeah.
What a cunt.
Absolute ledge. Cheers, Tom.
My absolute favourite bit in it is when you go into a nightclub.
Yeah.
And you don't like it because it's bass. Yeah. Bass.
And you have, the character has a little rant about, why don't you want to go in nightclubs?
And then what's the song that comes on?
Oh, God. So, yeah, one of the characters' next six pills, they go to this club and then Chuck Berry comes on.
Yeah, Chuck Berry comes on.
It's like, bass. Let's take some ease and go listen to Chuck Berry.
And wow. then you start doing the John Travolta Uma Thurman dance.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Tell me you wouldn't watch that. Tell me you would not watch that.
I would love to make it.
I mean, yeah, like, genuinely, if it wasn't for the insane amount of locations, if we can find a way to film it cheaper than you've written it, we should absolutely make it.
Yeah. I am amazed that this exists.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Literally amazed.
Mate, can you imagine how much my head fell off when I found out that this existed?
So not only do... I mean, it's very funny. But what's amazing about this is that I had forgotten it existed until maybe... Well, okay. So maybe 3 months after... submitting it,
yeah.
I'd forgotten all about it. In fact, I only got reminded because they send you an email going, no. And I was like, yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah,
and
then
that was the end of that. And I didn't know that this existed until right now. So imagine that there is something that you did that is awful that you'd forgotten about.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah. Well.
I haven't forgotten. I know I know what the thing... I know
it's
the thing
funny that
I
you should mention that.
Uh-huh.
Fuck off.
Yeah. That was such a shit bluff.
I know, because you called it.
I know.
You called it instantly. I didn't know where to go.
I've met you before, and I knew you've got nothing, and I knew you were on the back foot, so I knew you'd take a big Hail Mary.
Play Chuck Berry.
Mate, it's fucking class.
It's probably... It's so bad, right? Yeah. So even I gave up with it so quickly, and I just wanted to get into the practice of being like external, outside.
Yeah, you really got a lot of practice into that of changing locations. You nailed
that bit.
Well,
you can see in it. This is the thing, right? I need to read through it to check what's in it. I need to double check to make sure.
There is a bit where you insist upon an accent that was a bit dodgy. Yeah. Like the guy in the takeaway, you're like, he has to be Asian. You genuinely do.
I nailed the accent, though.
You genuinely do specify his accent.
Really?
You do, yeah. Like, you're looking at me like I've made up a horrible thing. I think I could probably find the page.
Okay, I don't want to find the page.
Here it is. Takeaway owner. Oh, here we go. The takeaway man is a balding, middle-aged Asian man wearing an off-white apron. He has a slight Middle Eastern accent.
I thought this is what you were meant to do. And come on, I mean...
The takeaway man wobbles his head.
This is the worst.
I had to play that character. This, Rob made me be the narrator and that guy.
Yeah, so I was so Finn. Many words. I was this, Finn in the
this,
read-through.
This has to be behind a paywall. This ain't no fucking my dad wrote a porno.
Well, that was it. We were like, my mate wrote a sitcom is what we called.
It has to be behind a paywall. There's no joking about it.
So this is now a public episode because we were intending to record a Patreon today, but we're going to have to make the one where we read
Yeah,
the
I'd
script.
Rather that Jack Grealish joke be public. I'm not asked. Fuck, okay. Man.
Well, in that case, you probably are listening to these out of order, and the Patreon episode with the script is coming up. Or it's already been. We might change our mind again.
We'll work
know.
It out. Look, right, just fucking work it out from the context of what's happened. What order we've had to put it out in. Because obviously, we couldn't plan this with Freddie like we normally plan episode schedules. So it's been a bit...
But if you're not on the Patreon, you have to listen.
Oh my God, it's incredible.
And it's like, funny.
It took us like 2 hours to get through it. Yeah. Genuinely. It's like the longest episode. We were like, we might have to break this into two episodes. It's so
right.
long.
Okay. I would not be able to tell you any characters or anything like that. Yeah. I can remember just from seeing through there, the thing that made me realize it was for like me. Yeah. It was me that had written it, was there's a character there called Big C, which is literally a thick mate of mine.
Right.
And I imagine that he's the thick character.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. The big scally. Yeah,
So Big C, if you're listening, then get on the Patreon and you can see what Freddie actually thinks about you.
Well, I mean, he can just message me and I'll tell him straight away. Yeah.
There's also a bit where a grandma takes a sip of a cup of tea that someone's put an E in and immediately comes up, just goes...
Really?
Yeah. And then it's hardly.
That's how it happens.
And then it's just not mentioned again.
And then later. And then later on in the script, someone gets given an E, and they go, "How long do these take to kick in?" And you specify it's like 45 minutes.
Okay.
There's a man who accidentally talks in fish puns for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I hated that character.
So what I'm hearing is that there's continuity issues.
Yeah, that's one of the issues. Yeah.
Okay, that's one sin. That's one movie sin.
Yeah, we've got quite a few.
Okay.
We
so
have some
again,
notes.
I cannot remember. Literally anything about it. I can remember loosely the plot of it being a northern town type thing. And I think it was somebody...
It's specified as Burnley in the script.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can also remember that the main character, I think, hadn't come out or was thinking
Has
about coming
out.
Has
not come out, no. And
but
no,
it's
isn't even aware that they're trans, right? It's like, I don't... They're like...
God, that's bad.
Oh, mate... Mate, I think we could get a direct quote here.
No, I'd rather not have one. I'd rather not have one and just keep me in the dark for the time being, right?
It's like, basically, I'm going to say she because you constantly misgender Finn through the entire script.
Really?
But like, she's like, I don't even know what I am. At the moment, all I know is I'm a guy who likes to wear dresses.
Oh, right, okay.
Got a safe as well in his wardrobe for some reason.
Oh,
yeah, there's a safe full of skirts hidden in the wardrobe.
Oh.
I just love the hubris of like someone should make a trans sitcom and that someone should be me.
Well, no, look.
I love it. He tried to fight it. Just a little moment of defeat. Just like, Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm the first to admit that I'm probably not the right person to shed light on the issue.
Hey, look, that's growth, mate. That's growth.
God. So I can just about remember that the plot was like maybe going on a night out and it was bad.
Yeah, like, essentially.
Like
yeah.
It was a bad night out. But I
it's
remember,
not a bad night out, though. So he takes a pill, he gets off with a bird. It's a pretty great
night. I remember trying in my head to go, what's every sort of stereotype? I'm going to do the opposite of that.
Right. It's incredibly hacky, the script. Yeah. It's like you've really not nailed that.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh.
like the most tropey by numbers.
Almost like I was 20 years old and it was my first go at something, Rob. Almost like that. So,
I love the internet. I'm so glad this still exists.
It won't when I get home. Fucking Christ.
It's too late, mate. We've got copies. I've got digital and hard copies.
Oh, no, it's...
If you delete it off Reddit, it's going back up.
Under the username Finn. Confused Finn.
So
also, your main character steals from a charity shop and it's just never referenced as a bad thing. It's just a thing that happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember one line in that charity shop being quite proud of, and I can't remember what it was. This is really...
There's a scene in the charity shop, but then later Finn walks past the charity shop and steals some stuff in a bag from outside. But like in the charity shop is a separate scene where Finn is buying the skirt, says it's a present for someone.
My God, this is so...
I mean, I can definitely find it.
I don't want to
know exactly where in the script
so
where
I
we are.
Don't want to...
I think we're about page 8.
Fucking hell. This is the darker side of ADHD.
Yeah, when I latch onto something, I really latch on.
Like a fucking homeless dog with a bone. I'll have to go through and have a little read of it, because I genuinely can't remember, but I know that it would have been bad.
Oh, mate, it's going to make you cringe inside out.
So, oh, yeah, I'm cringing already.
Are you still feeling relaxed after your holiday?
I fucking knew you two. Do you know what? I would pray for the milkshake and fucking jizz and lettuce right now.
You added jizz.
To be honest, you've taken it better than I thought. I thought there was potential that you might be so angry you'd just leave the podcast.
If he had a better option, he would. We're both trapped here.
I've not read it yet, but I... So, is it... Right, okay. So I imagine it's very bad. Because
you imagine correctly, sir.
Because I remember it being bad at the time.
Yeah, and that's why, 20-year-old you.
That's why I forgot about
it. With the confidence of youth, you're still like, this is shit.
But it was so bad that I took a break from writing it, and in the end I was like, you have to get things finished. Because if you just finish it and well, this was my logic at the time. If you just finish it and submit it, then nothing, like, what's the worst that could happen?
Someone could read it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, look, I mean...
Someone at the BBC thinks you're a cunt.
I think the worst that could happen has happened. It took a while.
The worst that could happen is 15 years later I start a podcast with a cunt.
This is literally
it. It's inconceivable at the time. Podcast didn't even exist.
I know. Technology's really fucked you here. It's advanced in a way you couldn't have foreseen.
So I imagine that it's dreadful, and I'm going to read it, and it is going to be dreadful. I don't imagine... Was it offensive?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Yeah, but only in a mildly ignorant way. You know, it's not like so it's horrible okay. in any way.
So you're
clearly trying to be understanding, you just don't understand.
Okay.
You're not being horrible in any way.
Okay.
And like the jokes aren't really at the expense. Like, to be honest, the trans bit of it doesn't need to be there. If it's just not in the episode, you've got a better sitcom. It doesn't add anything.
Okay.
So it's not horrible like that.
Right.
It's not like, you know, it's not having a go in any way. It's actually, you're trying to paint a sympathetic portrait of a trans person. It's just mental and not like any trans person has ever been.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is...
It's forgivable. It's ignorant.
Slightly...
I thought the trans bit, there wasn't really that much of it in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's very slight.
It was more as it come about like you say, a night out.
It could have been an in-between a spec script.
Yeah, yeah. If you, you take know, out like, if you honestly, take out the yeah. bit where he's wearing women's clothes, yeah. it's just
which you know, it's yeah, it's not bad like that.
Yeah. Well,
it's not like first episode Finn joins a swimming team. It's like
episode two, whatever bathroom I feel like.
Yeah.
So I thought so. There's a reason that I stopped, and I bet if I sit down and read it, yeah. which I'm going to have to at some point.
I think we should have a little read through together because I want the director's notes on it. Like we've had the read through for us.
Not more should director's we? Notes. Fucking, I'm not being the narrator again.
No, on this.
That's why I'm ill. That's why I've got
on this
read
through. Actually, that's what to do. You read the script through, and then we'll talk through. We won't go through the whole episode line for line.
Right.
We've
well,
done
let's,
that.
Let's
we'll put, discuss it. We'll have a little reading group
let's
next
put,
week.
Let's put that on a Patreon.
Yes, we'll have a little book club where we have a little discuss.
But I reckon I might be able.
To pinpoint to the moment.
Pinpoint the exact moment that I realised that there was already a trans sitcom out in America that was incredibly successful.
Was it at the same time that that Jeffrey Tambor show was on?
What, sorry?
The show with Jeffrey Tambor.
It had literally...
Transparent.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Transparent. It had literally just come out midway through that I was writing this.
Right,
because
okay.
I thought I had a really good idea.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I was like... Oh,
so I was in a comedy rock band and then The Darkness came out.
It was honestly... You'll be able to find the bit, and it'll probably be the bit where it almost all turns to dialogue. Because I remember that, I, again, if my memory serves me correctly, I remember there's a bit where it's just dialogue at one point,
yeah.
where I just go, fuck this. Yeah,
it veers wildly.
There's like one scene that's really long dialogue, and yeah. all the rest are just hardly any dialogue.
Yeah, it veers wildly from no dialogue to all the dialogue. It's just like...
Yeah, because it takes a very long time to write these kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes an unbelievably long time.
I think writers of sitcoms should thank you for demonstrating just how hard it is. You've really made them look good.
Yeah, this is awkward.
Do you think this is better? Do you think this is even worse than Mrs. Brown's Boys?
Oh God, yeah.
Do you reckon?
God, yeah.
Well, Mrs. Brown's Boys is serviceable, isn't it?
No.
It's phenomenally no. successful. If you've never seen a sitcom before, you might be like, "That's funny." With Mrs. Brown's Boys,
if you had no eyes and no ears,
I know loads of thick cunts who love Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Oh yeah, I do as well.
None of them would enjoy this.
No.
And, like, smart people aren't going to enjoy it.
Yeah, maybe.
So, you know, that leaves no one.
Yeah. That is very much the failing of this, that there isn't a big enough market for it.
No, there is not. Like, because there is a market of zero. For
zero.
Well,
podcast...
there's a market of one, and you've read it.
Yeah, and I loved it.
I think fans of this podcast are going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
or
that's
have
true.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Or are enjoying it.
Like, genuinely, when I first got the script, I was like, my plan, me and Phil were like pissing ourselves, crying, laughing, going through it, obviously. And like, then we were like, we should make it. And then we started seeing how complicated it was. And we were like, we can't make it.
Give me just a second. Let me just message Phil.
Yeah.
I hate you. Give me a second.
Oh, we had such a giddy afternoon.
Give me a sec. Yeah. Phil.
Yeah.
Chapman, I hate you.
And,
Full
you know,
stop.
As soon as you send that, Phil is going to be pissing himself laughing. It was genuinely fucking great. We had a lovely day.
Yeah, I mean, when you unpack it, really, there's not very much surprise that I made something that was bad.
Yeah, no, it's not a shock.
It's not a shock by any means.
Freddie Quinn was ignorant.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think you need cheering up, Freddie. You are a lovely question.
No.
Okay, this is the third episode in a row I've had this lovely
Would
question.
Would you rather get shagged in the mouth or have someone find your old sitcom script?
Both are by Rob.
It's not on camera, though, for shaggy mouth. And, like, you don't have to do anything. I'm going to fuck it. Like... You just have to sit there like that and I'll do all the work.
Yeah, that one.
Well, if you don't, well, that's the next Patreon episode, so really you want to pay £3 more for that.
Yeah, we're moving over to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what worse thing could have happened while I went away. What is the worst than this? What worse?
This is about as bad as it could have gone.
Thing. Like, doctor's news maybe would have been worse. Mm. I think if I'd have gone, I've got, like, all of the diseases.
I think that'd be welcome news now, though, right?
Yeah. What if you had like
it's episode two?
What if you got you went to the doctors and they're like, you got testicular cancer, but we can whip one off and you'll be fine. We'll put a plastic bollock in. Would you rather that or the script?
It's about even. So it's about even.
To losing a bollock.
I'm going to get you back so much for this. You don't even realise. Like, I think...
Oh, sorry. Were you not owed a little something from the sex dungeon, you big fat cunt?
Oh, this is miles yeah, worse. Freddy. I think I'm going to kill someone you love. I think I might murder your mum. I think I might kill her. I think I might kill her.
What, are you going to read her the script?
Death by theatre. Yeah. Jizz in a fucking coffin. She's gonna spend the rest of her afterlife with cum all over her fucking face.
I know you're lashing out because you're annoyed, but there's no need for that, is there?
There really is. There really, really, really is.
Yeah, you've got him back now. That's even, Stephen, just by saying that.
No, and you, Tom. Ooh, what am I gonna do to you?
I wasn't even involved. I just
you weren't involved.
Well, I wasn't involved in. I'm gonna take... I was involved heavily.
Heavily. We can run the tape back of you going, nah, shit.
I'm gonna take all the insoles out your shoes. That's what I'm gonna do.
You're gonna take that little cushion off his seat.
Wow.
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours. Of us gleefully, giddily going, ah, what a cunt.
Bad day.
On your podcast. come on, let's have a lovely question.
Okay. Got a graphic?
Yeah, let's have a little graphic.
I can't remember what this is.
Let's cheer you up. Yeah.
Tom's lovely question.
I know what this one is. I've got it already.
Oh, do you want to give Freddie a little
I'll
go
give Freddie a go, but I've got it, I think. So, you know, as ever, if you're listening on audio, for Tom's lovely question, he does a jingle and he puts a visual riddle, which are always shite.
I like this one.
So, do you want to talk through what you're seeing?
So, what I'm seeing is a picture of Kevin Malone from the American Office.
Genuinely yeah. amazed you got the surname. That's
good, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Okay. When that was a great show.
When he well, listen. I know a great sitcom when I see one.
You can tell you've studied the greats. I've never seen him so broken.
Angry.
I know.
It's all right. We've got a really quick day today. It's not like we've got loads of stuff to do.
Shock has dissipated and now it's just sheer writhing anger.
Yeah, we're going to go through the seven stages.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fucking kill Tom King. Next time I'm at an open mic and I see him. Spaceman helmet, Astro Malone. Post?
You've really overthought it.
No, go on.
Kevin Spacey.
Ah, right, okay.
Tried to trick you by putting him in a different order.
Yeah.
Kevin's on that
Can't
side.
Can't go one past me.
No, yeah. You read it like Arab scripture.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, that's that.
Yeah.
Right, we've got some lovely questions.
Great, let's get them out the way.
Okay.
If you were to do a mass shooting, I'm thinking about it.
If you could do a mass shooting... What music would you listen to through your headphones?
We've mentioned this before in a previous episode where we talked about the best way to shoot.
Fuck it then, let's answer.
Yeah,
let's
but don't think we had head like what music?
Yeah, yeah,
you
we
choose?
Did. We had Queen. Do you remember?
Oh, is that what you'd go for?
Do you remember We Will Rock You? And they were banging on the doors.
Right.
To get out.
Okay. DMX. I'd go for. Anyway, there right. we go.
I'd go for 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Or
stumble out of bed and I stumble into the kitchen.
By System of a Down. That's
no
fighting. That's what I'd have.
Yeah. Well, I would go.
Fighting.
I would go for Chuck Berry.
Rockin' Man, burning up through
that. Yeah, I can imagine that the licensing fees alone made this.
Jesus
impossible.
Christ, it's insane. You reached for the moon on the licensing.
Yeah.
Let's go over it, everyone. You can bring one person back from the dead at the expense of someone's life.
Okay.
You aren't legally liable for it, but the whole world will know about it. Who dies and who lives? I think I know what Freddie's answer is going to be.
Right now, honestly, I'd bring Hitler back in place of you.
Yeah.
I'd bring Hitler back in place of you right now.
Yeah. Hitler would think that's shit as well.
This is crap.
Scheiße.
So
das ist nix so gut.
I bring Hitler back, get rid of you, and tell Hitler to kill you.
I don't think you can tell Hitler what to do. I don't think that he's really that sort of dude, man.
He owes me one. I brought him back to life.
Yeah, but he's still very much his own man, isn't he?
I think he's loyal, though.
Is he? I think he's the kind of guy who might renege on a promise.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? I don't know if I'd trust Hitler.
Reneg?
Yeah.
Reneg.
Can I choose?
Reneg, not reneg.
I'm Yorkshire's fine. It's just an accent thing.
No, it's not.
No, he's trying to date someone and tell him like bad things about it again.
Can I choose which way around I do this?
Because are you reneging on your way of doing things?
Yeah.
Sorry, I use words bad sometimes as well. So
you do. We've found a few in there.
Yeah.
There's quite a few where you get them wrong.
Yeah.
I'd like to choose which way around to do this. Because what I want to do, I want to wait for James Corden to die, bring him back, then kill him again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you're bringing him back in place of who?
Himself, and then kill him.
Oh, wait.
So you'd...
I just want to kill James Corden.
To bring him back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But someone's got to die for you to bring him back.
Freddie.
Okay.
Now, who do I want dead the most? I don't know, because the thing is, like, I don't like, you know, obviously like Putin and that, but I just want a mild irritant gone. I think if
Darren
you've got this
Grimes.
He's annoying. I just mute him. You know, if he's an internet person, it's easy to get rid of him out of your life, innit?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about the internet. You think you've gotten rid of it out of your life, mm-hmm. and yet it's still around, waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting to be dug up. And used against you.
All right,
over a decade later.
Get rid of David Attenborough and bring back Jade Goody just to watch everyone's head fall off.
Everyone
would be like, "What the fuck have you done?" I'm like, "He only had a week left, so I'm a bit more Jade."
I'm annoyed now how much people say they love Attenborough because they don't really love him; they just like his voice.
Yeah, he's really good at his job.
He's a great voiceover guy.
He's a great documentary maker as well. He's not just a voiceover
guy. He doesn't
make
the documentaries anymore.
Not anymore. But he also, you know. Paved the way for these documentaries and set the format.
I'm not saying he's not
great. Every other Naked Nature documentary references back to him.
Yeah, he was great at his job, but he's not that fucking good. Everyone says he's like the best person
there's no,
ever.
There's no one who can compare to him in terms of narrating a nature documentary.
Oh,
exactly, not even close.
Yeah, but that's all
Gilbert
he's doing is
Gottfried.
Narrating.
And here we see the Bluebell booby!
That wasn't too bad.
It's not too bad, though, was it?
It's half, though.
You've got to commit to a Gilbert Gottfried. If you're doing a Gilbert Gottfried impression, you've got to go in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to go in hard.
Have you seen Gilbert Gottfried do his Aristocrats joke?
Yes.
One of the funniest things.
Yeah, it's fucking great, man.
Life.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not funny because of the words that he uses. It's just his stupid voice.
Yeah, that was kind of his thing. Okay, we've gone to extra time.
We've got lots of stuff to do today.
Oh, no, we do have a lot of stuff to do today.
We do have a lot of stuff to do today. You have to write a song in an hour, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and you're going to sit and sulk in the corner, I imagine.
I am going to do exactly that.
At least you've got some reading material. Let me just occupy yourself.
I can't wait to see how bad this song is. I'm honestly rooting for it to be the worst thing ever, so at least that evens us out a little bit.
You're going
to
be on it. That'll just be another.
There's just no way out, is there? There's no way.
No,
out.
I'm sorry, you can't fight your way out of this corner, mate. I'm afraid.
How sad would you feel, genuinely, if I just went home and killed myself?
I mean,
like literally, I was like, I've had a good run. I've just come back off holiday.
You haven't had a good run.
I've had a good metaphorical run.
You haven't even had that.
I've had an all right. I've had a passable life. The sequel to It's a Wonderful Life.
It's quite disappointing.
It's a passable life.
Yeah, it'll do. 3 stars.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets visited by a ghost that goes, I'm going to kill myself. The ghost goes, yeah, I could see that.
If anything, it's 5 stars. He's all right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice callback.
Callback from before. Yeah. Remember that.
That is an excellent callback.
Yeah, cheers. Anyway, should we go? We've got a lot of stuff to do today.
Yeah.
Yes, is that an episode?
Yeah, that's
it.
Thank goodness.
If you've enjoyed this and you want to see the full script reading, which apparently I think is probably going to be on Patreon, so that'll be patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. It's £3 a month and you get loads of stuff, including Freddie's humiliation. So make sure you get on there. If you want to send us in any videos, WhatsApp us on 07520-644-931.
We've probably got a wrestling special out now as well.
Oh yeah, the wrestling special. That was dead fun. Tom got hit with some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't want to spoil the surprise.
Yeah, don't want to but I got hurt a lot.
Yeah, Tom got fucked up that day.
Yeah.
And then Freddie went on holiday and we fucked him up.
Yeah.
Do you want to say goodbye?
I don't think I do.
Fuck off.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.